Second picture. Stephen. This wasn't one picture. It was 6, 8, 10. I never could get Stephen right. I could see him in my head, though. Close my eyes, and there he was. That first day, I was sick to my stomach from the smell of the bus, the dizzying mountain roads. I had been on that bus for hours. It seemed like weeks. The tag pinned to my shirt, Hollis Woods, Long Island, had rubbed a raw patch into my neck. All I could think about was how thirsty I felt. I imagined ice cubes in my mouth, burning my tongue. Ginger ale in a glass that was wet to the touch. Root beer with 2 scoops of orange sherbet. I was on my way to a place called Branches to spend the summer with a family named Regan. "I'll be good if you don't make me go," I had almost told the woman I was living with in the stucco house. "I won't make a sound, you'll see." Instead, I squeezed my lips in between my teeth so hard they were hidden inside my mouth and shot lightning rays at her out of the corners of my eyes. "Fresh air, a place in the country," the stucco woman said. "That's what you need." She didn't mean it, though. I heard her on the phone. 2 months, she said. 2 months to do what I please and not have to worry about that kid getting into everything. Everything, I said, putting my tongue against the top of my teeth in front of her face. Fresh. She cupped her hand over the phone. Fresh as paint. And back to the phone, whispering now. No wonder she hasn't been adopted. She's a mountain of trouble, that Hollis Woods. I marched up the stairs, hitting every rung with her lime green umbrella. Anyway, I was the last one left on the bus. Up in front, the driver talked with the woman from the agency. If I ducked down in back of the seat, would they forget about me? Would they turn around and go back to Long Island? We lumbered up the main street of Hancock, passing a row of houses and a movie theater, and came to a stop in front of a diner. "Straighten up, kid," the bus driver said, looking into the rearview mirror. "We're here." I gathered up my backpack and the plastic bag they had given me. A toothbrush, a bar of soap that smelled like an old sock, a pink washcloth, and a book for drooling 2-year-olds, Kelly Goes to Camp. I tossed the book in the agency woman's lap as I passed, nose in the air, pretending I wasn't dying of thirst, pretending I wasn't bursting from having to go to the bathroom. Outside the bus window, a man leaned against the wall of the diner, his hat over his eyes, and a boy played handball against a brick wall. I climbed down into the blistering hot sun, checking out the boy. A skinny mess he was, much taller than I, his socks falling down. They looked as if they didn't even match. As the bus started up, the exhaust smelling like a sewer, the boy slammed the ball against the wall, missing it on its way back. He nearly killed himself trying to dive in front of the bus for it, then jumped back at the last moment as the ball bounced across the street. I put down my backpack and the agency freebie bag, darted across the street in back of the bus, and scooped up the ball with one hand. I trotted back to them, tossing it over my head and catching it a couple of times just to show them what I could do. The man pushed his hat back and grinned at me. He had a great face to draw. Eyes the color of cinnamon toast, a prickly gray-black beard, deep laugh lines. "I'm Stephen Regan," the boy said, grinning. "How'd you get a name like that, Hollis Woods? Crazy name. Do they call you Holly? We have a pile of holly bushes out in front. Touch the leaves and they draw blood. I'm gonna call you Holly." The man shook his head. "Stephen." "Try it," I cut in. "How old are you anyway?" Stephen asked, his eyes caramel behind his glasses. "You look like kind of a shrimp to me." 12, I said, bumping it up almost a year. "And tough." "Baby, I'll be 13 December 26th, he rushed on. "We're having lunch at the diner. My mother stayed in Branches." "Izzy's making carrot cake," the man said. I thought about saying I hated carrots. Not true. I ate anything. "Anything," the stucco house lady would say. Besides, they were standing there, Stephen and his father, looking so pleased about having lunch in the diner and carrot cake for dinner, I didn't have the heart, and I really had to go to the bathroom. "Bet you're thirsty," Stephen's eyes narrowed. "They've got checkers at every table. I'll play you, beat you." He wanted to pay me back for the ball trick. His father frowned. He knew it too. But I was all right with it. I was fine with it. I skittered into the diner, straight to the restroom, and then sat with them at their table drinking root beer floats, cold and sweet, with wet napkins underneath the glasses. After I had downed half of mine, Stephen ticked off the things he wanted me to know. "I call the old man Pop," he said. "You can call me that," the father said. I took a chance. "I'm gonna call you Old Man." He laughed. "Try it." I could tell he didn't mind, though. "What's next is I'm a walker," Stephen said. "Walk myself all over branches. I'll walk you, too." "Maybe," I said. "I know motors," he said. "I drive a truck." "Don't believe that," the old man snorted. "Not even 13 years old." "I almost drive, then," Stephen said, giving me a wink. "Legal any day now." The old man rolled his eyes at me. "And the last thing, I know tracks." Stephen spread his arms wide. "Animal tracks. All of them." I was laughing. I knew he meant for me to laugh. He pushed the black checkers over to me. "Let's see what you can do here, Hollis Woods," he said. "Win, and I'll teach you how to drive." "In your dreams," the old man said. We played a couple of checkers games, Stephen taking wild chances, while we dripped ketchup from our hamburgers onto the table, and the old man egged us on. Anyway, the picture I was trying for was Stephen playing checkers with me that first day. That was the picture I could never get perfect. Maybe it was because he let me win that first game. Maybe it was because I let him win the next one. And maybe it was because for the first time, I really saw what it might be like to have a brother.